Oh, yeah. Congressman Meadows, Jeremy Loeb with Blue Ridge Public Radio again. There's been a lot of criticism about the process with which this bill has been presented. Do you have any concerns about the timeline, the speed with which the bill is being brought forth?
Well, I don't have a problem with the speed of which it's being brought forth. I mean, the Senate was watching our debate. In fact, I was having a number of conversations with my Senate colleagues while we were debating it in the House. And so, you know, we've talked about repeal and replacement for 7 years as Republicans. Where I do have a concern is trying to make sure that the legislation does what the fundamental top priority has to be. Does it lower premiums and stop forcing the hardworking American taxpayer from having to make a decision between mortgage payments or putting food on the table and their insurance premiums? And unless we address that, we will have failed. And so I say, you know, everybody will say, you know, there's a group out there that says we're going too slow. There's a group out there that's saying we're going too fast. Normally that divides up in whether they love the Affordable Care Act or they detest it. And here's what most people can agree on, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or unaffiliated. Insurance premiums have continued to skyrocket. We need to do something about that. We also need to do something to make sure that pre-existing conditions are protected and make sure that they're covered. If we can do those two things, in fact, we will do those two things in any bill that reaches the president's desk that has my support. We will do those two things. The normal criticism, just to be frank, is that Congress doesn't get enough done, and that's why I've said that we should stay in August and get, whether it's tax reform, whether it's infrastructure bill, whether we get things, and that we go home on weekends to do our town halls and the like. But normally the criticism most of your readers and listeners would have is that we don't get enough done, not that we're moving with too much speed. So I find that argument to be one that is probably based on a different agenda than a process-driven one.
Sorry to take your time again, but do you have any concerns about the secrecy with which the bill was presented?
You know, that's a Senate deal. Obviously, I'm for open process and transparency and believe that we need to do that. I think the more open and transparent the deliberation is, the better the product. But I'm not a senator, and I'm not there going to critique Senator McConnell. I'll leave that up for Richard Burr or Tom Tillis to do that.